With this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, March 9th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstegg. Let's take a look at the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page from yesterday. The girls portion of the Iowa Track Coaches Association Indoor Championships in Ames yesterday, including Lamar's Community Girls. The Bulldogs took home 27th place with 4.5 points in the Indoor Championships. Adele DeSoto Minburn ran away with the title with 84.5 points. They're going to be a tough team the rest of the year. Gilbert second, Clear Lake and Pella finished in a tie for third. Again, the Bulldogs with 4.5 points. Their scorers on the meet include Claire Susamill on the 60-meter hurdles, placing seventh with a time of 10.46 seconds. Sienna Cass took home eighth in the 400-meter dash of 104.03, and Maya Hograve took home seventh place in the high jump with a jump of 4 feet 9 inches. We've got those individual results linked on our website. That's KLEM1410.com on the sports scores and results page. Track season is officially underway in Plymouth County, and it will only continue to heat up in the next week or so. Also yesterday was state championship day for boys basketball in the Iowa High School Athletic Association, Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Let's take a look at who's bringing home hardware in Class 1A. North Lynn, stop me if you've heard this one before. They've won the state title. They defeated Marquette Catholic in a nail-biter, 57-56. Stop me if you've heard this one as well. Class 2A state championship goes to Western Christian. The Wolfpack claimed their 11th state title in school history, thumping Hudson 78-51 to win the title. In Class 3A, it was Davenport Assumption, the 4 seed. 3A kind of got screwed up as far as seedings are concerned, but the Knights defeat Waverly Shell Rock 46-45 in a 4-versus-2 state championship. And the Class 4A state championship for the second year in a row goes to the Tigers of West Des Moines Valley. They defeated previously unbeaten and top-ranked Cedar Rapids Kennedy 63-59. And of course, those scores can be found on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Also thought we'd pass along to you, going now to the college ranks as far as news and notes. The NAIA Women's and Men's Basketball National Tournament brackets have come out, and we've got some of the local colleges that will be competing for a national title. We'll first start on the women's side, where the Dort Defenders are the top seed in the Liston Quadrant. Again, this is a 64-team tournament. The Defenders will be hosting a couple of games in the national tournament in Sioux Center on Friday and Saturday, the 15th and 16th next weekend. Dort will take on Oakland City of Indiana in a 1-versus-16 seed matchup in the opening round. The Northwestern College Red Raiders are also national tournament bound. They'll be heading to Marion, Indiana, as the Red Raiders are a 9 seed, and they will take on the Red Storm of Rio Grande in the round of 64, the 8 seed. Finally, the Briarcliff Chargers are on to Wichita, Kansas as a 7 seed in the Liston Quadrant, and the Chargers will take on Mid-America Christian of Oklahoma, the 10 seed, in the round of 64. Going now to the men's side of the national tournament, we're going to have a couple of host sites in the area, so you can see some national tournament basketball in Northwest Iowa next weekend. Morningside is a host of one of those pods. The Mustangs are the 3 seed in the Liston Quadrant. They will be hosting the Gray Wolves of Lourdes, the 14 seed out of Ohio, in the round of 64. Also hosting, just up the road in Orange City, the Northwestern College Red Raiders. They have earned a 5 seed in the Naismith Quadrant, and the Red Raiders will take on St. Mary of the Woods, the 12 seed in the round of 64. Also making the national tournament, that would be the Dort Defenders. Dort is a 12 seed in the national tournament. They've got a long trip ahead of them up to Livonia, Michigan, just outside of Detroit. They're going to take on the Crusaders of Madonna University, the 5 seed in the round of 64. So we've got a decent amount of local colleges that will be competing for the national tournament. Of course, the men's final site in the NAI, the final 16 teams make it to Kansas City. The women will play at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City with the final 16 teams. Well, there's nothing on the sports schedule for today. No basketball, no indoor track and field. Once we do have some more of those events for you, we will be sure to tell you about it right here on KLAM Radio. You can also find out any information about sporting events around the area on our website. That's KLAM1410.com. You can also check our Twitter page for up-to-date sports news at KLAM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.